Today's reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 6. If any of you has a grievance against another, how dare he go to law before the unrighteous, instead of before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? Do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more the things of this life? So, if you need to settle everyday matters, do you appoint as judges those of no standing in the church? I say this to your shame. Is there really no one among you wise enough to arbitrate between his brothers? Instead, one brother goes to law against another, and this in front of unbelievers. The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means that you are thoroughly defeated already. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, even against your own brothers. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who submit to or perform homosexual acts, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor verbal abusers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were, but you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Food for the stomach and the stomach for food, but God will destroy them both. The body is not intended for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. By his power God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never! Or do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said, the two will become one flesh. But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a man can commit is outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God with your body. This is God's Word. At the end of our last reading, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul stated that he does not judge outsiders to the church. Instead, God would judge them. We saw that in chapter 5, verses 12 through 13. Here in chapter 6, he picked up this theme of judgment and rebuked the Corinthian believers for using secular courts and unbelieving judges to decide their disputes. We see that in verse 1. Throughout this chapter, Paul rebuked the Corinthians by making distinctions between how unbelievers live and how believers should live. Unbelievers go to court when they have a dispute with another person. Believers should go to each other first, and then to church leaders if they can't resolve those issues on their own. The part about going to church leaders we see in verses 1 through 5. Unbelievers will never accept being cheated and wronged. Believers should never wrong each other. We're brothers and sisters in Christ, after all. But if we are wrong, we should accept being wronged rather than expose our problems to the secular world around us. We see that in verses 7 through 9. Unbelievers live in all kinds of sinful ways. Believers used to be like that, but were redeemed by Christ. And we see that in verses 9 through 11. Unbelievers justify their sinful behavior by any rationalization necessary. Believers understand that we belong to God and therefore want to live for Him with our bodies, especially in the realm of our sexuality. We saw that in verses 12 through 20. Does your life look any different than the unbelievers around you? If you're in Christ, it certainly does. But are there any areas where you need to grow in your submission to the Lordship of Christ? You may not sue another believer ever, but will you gossip and backstab him if possible? You may not live an overtly immoral life, but do you have consumption habits of sexual material or food habits, or drinking habits, or entertainment habits that are not glorifying to God. A passage like this one calls us to reflect on our own lives. Verses 19 and 20 say, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." Is there anything you're doing consistently with your body or with your mind that the Holy Spirit would not do? That's a question I hope you'll consider today. May God bless you. We'll see you next time.